Well, it's taking place everywhere. We know that violence against children happens in all countries around the world, regardless of the location, geographical location or income level. Certainly in East Asia and the Pacific, this is an issue in every country. What we've done in this study is we've taken a regional overview. So we've looked to see what is the prevalence of child maltreatment across the region and what is the economic cost.
What range of maltreatment are we talking about?
We've looked at different types of abuse and we've costed each one. So this includes emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, neglect, witnessing domestic violence, and death or disability from maltreatment.
And why have you decided to put a financial cost on this maltreatment? What's the point?
Everybody knows that violence against children is wrong. Everybody knows that the moral case and that this is a tragedy for every child affected. But what we wanted to do was when we talked to governments, we wanted to, yes, make the moral case for action, but also to be able to make an economic case for action. We have this figure, $209 billion a year that is lost to economies in the region, and that's equivalent to 2% of the region's GDP. So when we as UNICEF are talking to governments about the need to take action on child maltreatment, we can make a moral case, but we can also make an economic case. And that allows us to talk to ministries of finance and to talk to governments in a whole different way.
And can you give me a breakdown of the cost of the various maltreatments?
Emotional abuse is the highest. We've costed that at $65.9 billion, followed by physical abuse at 39.6, sexual abuse at 39.9, neglect at 32.4, witnessing domestic violence at 31, and death from maltreatment at $500 million.
And how did you manage to come up with those figures?
Well, we commissioned one of the world's leading experts in this field. So the research was done using methodology previously applied in Australia and the US.
Is this going to make any difference?
The first thing we need to do is this kind of research to identify a picture of the problem. So where is this happening? What types of abuse are happening? And what is the cost of that? Once we've done that, we can talk to governments, firstly, to try and do national level research, which we're doing now in China and Cambodia. And secondly, to take action based on that. And all countries in our region have signed the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, and they've all committed to take action on this. There are lots of things that we can and are already doing. We are working with governments to develop better policies to protect children. For example, a few years ago in the Philippines, we were able to support the government to pass the first law against child pornography, which had not previously been illegal. We can then work to ensure that those kind of laws are implemented. So to make sure that, for instance, police officers understand the law and its implications. We can work with children and adolescents themselves to make them aware of and able to manage risks, for example, with online safety. We can change public attitudes. So we're running violence against children campaigns in a number of countries in this region, including Thailand, Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, China. And these are public campaigns. In Thailand, for instance, we are running a campaign directed at parents with TV adverts to encourage them to learn about positive discipline instead of corporal punishment. And then finally, we can encourage governments to invest more in social services and other services such as helplines so that people, if they suspect a case of abuse, they can report it.